I'm Phil Nee with sports. Ithaca scored a 17-3 win over Weston in high school baseball last night. The Bulldogs broke away from a 4-2 lead with a 5-run fourth inning, led by a 2-run home run by Micah Salisbury. He was 3-for-4 with 6 RBIs. Sammy Clary had 2 RBI and scored 4 times. Logan Anderson was 3-for-3 with 2 scored and a walk. Devin Iam was the winning pitcher, and Wes Nelson came on to record a strikeout on the game's final out. Weston's Hunter Coy suffered the loss with relief work from Gavin Cast. The Silver Eagles were playing their third conference game in as many days. Isaac Jennings was 3-for-3. Logan Bingham had an RBI and walked twice. Colton Newman and Gavin Cast also had hits. Garrett Granger was 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Following the 17-3 win, Ithaca is now 18-1 overall. The Ridge and Valley Conference champions are 13-0 in the league, and will host River Valley on Saturday morning with a JV game to start at 10 a.m. and varsity to follow. Weston is 11-8. They will host Onalaska Luther coming up on Monday at 5. In other action yesterday from the RNV, it was Seneca over Wazika Steuben, 11-1. Kickapoo played outside the league, taking on Hillsboro, and they defeated the Tigers by a score of 10-8. Riverdale fell to Iowa Grant by a score of 4-2 on Thursday. Carson Kenyon would go 2-for-4 in the game. The Chieftains host Cuba City tonight. It is Youth Night and Senior Night. Game time is set for 4:30. Viroqua was a winner against Westby, 6-2. Belmont, 6-1 over River Ridge. Mauston, 15. Adams Friendship, 5. Baraboo, 4-2 over Stoughton as well in area baseball. On tonight's schedule, Richland Center will host Dodgeville. Keep in mind, they've kind of reversed the order. JV will play at 4:30. Varsity to follow at around 7 o'clock at the Richland Center High School baseball fields. Also in action tonight, Kickapoo will be in action, taking on North Crawford in area baseball. Riverdale, as mentioned, takes on Cuba City. And River Valley in baseball will be hosting Prairie du Chien. While the River Valley soccer team will be in action as well, and they will be playing against Platteville Lancaster. A heartbreaking loss for the Richland Center girls softball team last night in the opening round of the tournament. They traveled to Westby, where they lost in 9 innings by a score of 3-2. A great effort by the entire team. Chloe Darling was the pitcher. It was Kaylee Nee going 1-for-2 with 2 walks. Also, Riley Schultz had a hit for the Hornets, who took it to the 9th inning, but fell to Westby. And so the Norsemen go on to play Prairie du Chien on Tuesday night in the second round of the WIAA tournament. A few games were completed yesterday. Some were not. The Viroqua and Darlington game was moved to today at 5 o'clock. The winner of that game will face River Valley on Tuesday. Also last night, Argyle Blackhawk was a 9-1 winner over Belleville to advance in the tournament to play Cuba City in Division 4. And Parkview and Wisconsin Heights will be playing that game to see who plays Mineral Point. That game going on later on today. Nacita, 16-14 over Montello, advances to play Auburndale. And in Division 5, Pecatonica, 5-1 over Southwestern. Also, River Ridge, 8-0 winners against Benton-Schulzburg, will now face Barneveld in the second round Tuesday. Alma Center-Lincoln, 20-14 over New Lisbon. They will face Assumption in the next round. In action from the area last night as well, it was a win for Wisconsin Heights Barneveld over Richland Center, 6-0. The Hornets held the Speedy Heights team to only 1 goal before halftime. The Hornets fell apart in the second half and gave up 5 goals. More injuries haunted the Hornets, and inconsistency hurt the team in the second half, according to the coaches. Next up, a conference match at Prairie du Chien for the Richland Center soccer girls this evening. Also, it was Reedsburg, 5-0 over Mauston. The Brewers prepare to take on the Houston Astros, opening up a 9-game road swing. It gets underway tonight. Freddie Peralta at 3-1 with a 3.63 ERA will take on Hunter Brown, who comes in with a 7.79 ERA and is 0-4 to start the year. Hear that game tonight on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles, with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
The Race for Grace is this Saturday, May 18th. Enjoy the 5K and 10K walk run, the quarter mile kids run, and the special firefighters challenge as well. It all starts at Kroska Park on Saturday morning. The kids 1 quarter mile race starts at 7:45, the 10K at 8. At 8:05, the 5K race, 8:10, the 1 mile race, and award ceremony will be held at 9:30. It's all for a great cause, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. You can register in advance at walkwithgrace.com, or the day of the event between 6 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. In-person registration and packet pickup will be at the Dr. Killian Meyer building. It's all Saturday. The Race for Grace. Help fight cancer. Saturday in Richland Center at Kroska Park. We're so very glad to have Mike Clemens back with us today to talk about sports, all the things going on in Wisconsin. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Phil. In Wisconsin, and I've got some breaking news out of Louisville. The PGA Tour is underway. Today's the second round. Scottie Scheffler is the guy who won the Masters. He's actually the number one rated golfer in the tournament. And in the early morning hours today, it looks like there's a little bit of rain going on down there. Apparently, there was a car accident just outside the golf course. And as he's pulling in, he thinks that he's dealing with security. And so he starts trying to drive around some of these white cars with flashing lights, and they say, wait a minute, dude. And it's police, and they pull him over and arrest him and detain him and put him in the back of a car for about 20 minutes. He could be here from some of the golfers waiting in line to get in, like, you know, hey, help me. And he was detained for 20 minutes before I think the cops actually were able to confirm or identify that he was Scottie Scheffler. You know, it's like, I wonder if one of those cops said, like, you know, come on, and he's like, hey, don't you know who I am? I'm Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, and I'm Arnold Palmer. Get in the car.
No respect at all, man.
So that's actually delaying the second round down there in Louisville today.
The Bucks came to an end. Well, their season came to an end fairly quickly, as we thought it would with all the injuries. So now a lot of question marks, Mike, here in the offseason.
Yeah, you know, if you take this thing back, you know, to 50,000 feet, you just have to say, are you just going to run it back with that roster that you had? You know, and first of all, it's kind of the style of play. I mean, the NBA tends to get more physical than it should. I mean, you see these guys on their backs all the time fighting in the paint. You know, people talked about how the Pistons were 30 years ago playing against Michael Jordan and the Bulls. But, you know, Giannis out since April 9th, and then he admitted after the season was over he would still not be back. That's how bad the calf injury was for him. And Damian Lillard had, you know, a couple of different injuries, including an Achilles that was bothering him, a knee. But then Chris Middleton, you know, here's a guy who was missed most of the season, most of the time that Doc Rivers was there, with one ankle and then another ankle injury. And, you know, some of these guys are getting old. And you look at some of these guys, these teams that have advanced to the second and third rounds, you know, the Bucks are suddenly kind of a slow-looking team. Yeah. And I wonder if John Horst is going to have to, even though they just signed Middleton, I wonder if they're going to have to seriously think about if they can get one more younger, speedy shooter in there. Patrick Beverley is a guy they picked up, and, you know, it was fun to watch as a defensive player, but what a knucklehead. I mean, in that final game down in Indianapolis, some woman, some of the fans were behind the Bucks bench were yelling, hey, got your tickets to Cancun yet? And so Beverly takes a ball with a couple of minutes left to play and just whips it and hits it right in the side of the face. And the ball bounces off of her, and some fan like, is he kidding? Or so he kind of tosses the ball back to him. And then Patrick throws it at another Pacers fan down there. Well, he's going to be suspended for 4 games for being a knucklehead. So I think John Horst is going to have his hands full about maybe we do need to make some roster changes if we think we're going to get to the promised land with Damian and Giannis next year.
Yeah, they won't get Drew Holiday back. He signed, he re-signed, and re-upped or whatever the case might be with Boston.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people wonder if that was, you know, a mistake. I don't know. I mean, they, you know, at a crucial time when they needed that shooter, when Giannis went down, ironically, a year ago at the same time, he did not come through during the series against the Miami Heat. So that's part of the reason they made that decision. Good player, but he's on a great team that's got depth, a sharp coach, and, you know, they continue on in the postseason.
You'll be Green Bay hiring a talk show host, Doug Gottlieb. You know, that probably would have been under the radar, but he's a pretty big name, so that's pretty big news, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Doug has been around basketball his whole life. As a matter of fact, I'm a freshman at UWM, and he's about a 4 or 5 year old kid. His dad was the coach of the UWM Panthers down in Milwaukee, and that's where I went to school. As a matter of fact, you know, my next-door neighbors in the dorms were all the basketball players there on scholarship. And it was a great exposure for me at 18 to see what those guys were like, you know, and how sometimes in the cafeteria you might hear them, you know, complain about they would have some inside jokes or inside stories, and then you'd say, you know, well, what was that all about? And then they might tell you what happened at practice, that, you know, this is not for air. But, you know, you learn all that kind of stuff. Well, anyways, you know, his dad was a hard-working coach for about 5 years down there at UWM. Doug, I know he's done some scouting. There's a guy that I worked with named Peter Brown, who's a national talk show host, just like Scott, or just like Doug. And, you know, this guy, both these guys worked together. They would scout teams. I mean, they're really smart. They understand the sport, and they fill out scouting reports for various agencies and all that while they're doing their own prep for the shows. But Doug has been a successful radio sports talk show host, first on CBS and most recently on Fox Sports Radio. He says he's going to continue to do that show from Green Bay and coach the team. I don't know how you do that, man. It's so competitive, or the recruiting you have to do and everything like that. But he's articulate. He knows the sport. But if he truly understands how he's going to teach fundamentals to kids coming up to UW Green Bay, that remains to be seen.
What about the Packers? They've been having some OTAs here recently.
Yeah, they're coming up next week, actually, and I'll be there to cover all those. This is, you know, the voluntary workouts, but I think Jordan Love and all the guys are going to show up, this young group that, you know, works together. And what probably, you know, people are going to say, you know, how do the first-round draft picks, you know, how's this kid that they drafted in the first to maybe be the next left tackle look? And that's, you know what I'm going to have really say is I'm probably going to be watching the new defensive coaching staff more closely this first week just to see how they handle things and what kind of different drills that they're doing, because, you know, they got rid of Joe Barry and they brought in this Jeff Hafley, who's been a head coach at Boston College the last couple of years, but he's got a totally different philosophy about the defense is run from the back end, which is why they've beefed up the safety position. Xavier McKinney, boy, you know, everybody's raving about this guy. 24 years old, they picked up in free agency. They made him the highest paid safety in free agency this past spring. And they love the guy's attitude. They call him X. His name is Xavier, but they call him X already. And so, yeah, we'll be excited to see what that guy looks like in the field as well. The other thing is Green Bay's, I mean, they're already talking. They have to. The planning for the hosting the draft next year, 250,000 people, you know, it would be like double the population of the city. And, you know, they don't have enough hotel rooms. And when I talked to Mark Murphy a couple of weeks ago on the tailgate tour, he said, no, it's true. We're looking into like some cruise ships pulling up to the in the bay just to you know, help with the accommodations to get the extra hotel rooms they need for all the people they anticipate they are going to show up to the draft next year. And so that means, you know, some people are going to be, you know, waking up and you know, going to the buffet and playing some shuffleboard and headed out to the draft.
People, I'm sure, will be vacating their houses and renting them out and doing all kinds of creative things to make some money, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and that'll be an interesting story over the next year is how they – but, there's two friends of mine, Lance Allen, Stephanie Sutton. They do sports in TV in Milwaukee. They went to cover that one in Detroit. And I need to catch up with them and just ask them, so, because honestly, I don't understand, Phil, the draw. I mean, like in Detroit, you know, you'd have to get on the expressway, pull up, get on some shuttle bus, go downtown to the plaza, you know, around the corner from Ford Field, and walk into, you know, several blocks with 200,000 people standing there in their fan gear to watch 13 of the 32 teams, only 13 players showed up to Detroit to walk across the stage and hug Roger. And I, you know, really? That's
I'd rather watch it on TV, I think.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the draw. I really don't. So I'm going to ask him, what, just besides being a, you know, fandom and showing up in your jerseys and everything, and yelling and screaming and shouting and, you know, partying, you know, what is the attraction? Because I don't quite get it.
Yeah, might be out of our demographic a little bit there, age-wise.
Maybe,
yeah. But the Brewers are in first place doing well. That's a real top story. How's Pat Murphy pulling this off, Mike?
You know, I think he's working closely with Matt Arnold. As a matter of fact, Murphy usually counsel would do his pregame press conference. You know, that's where you talk about moves the team is making, maybe just talk some baseball. After the games, they just want to keep it quick and talk specifically on what happened the game you just covered. But Murphy does it in his office. And we were in his office Monday before they started the series against the Pirates. And somebody brought up this thing that he'd said in a speech about lifesavers. He's got this theory. This is what makes Murphy so great. Because, you know, counsel is very analytical, you know, kind of a math guy. Smart as can be. Murphy's a lot more of a down-to-earth people person. He says, you know, these baseball teams are like a package of lifesavers. You open one up, but everyone grabs the red one first. He says, I like the orange players, like the B-plus players, the guys who, you know, get overlooked or passed up from the elite athletes, and the guys who, I want guys who are going to try hard every day. And that's what this roster is made up of. Guys like this Sal Frelick, who the other day, you know, young, hungry, aggressive, 24 years old, sharp as can be, lays down a perfect bunt to be sort of an icebreaker. And so not only did he advance the runner from first to second, he managed to get to first base. Now he's got two men on base, and William Contreras, one of the hottest batters in the league right now, hits a three-run home run to get things started on the way to a 10-2 win, five guys with home runs. These guys are hungry, and they're playing for him, and they're trying to figure out which ones of the guys that stick, like Joey Ortiz at third base, who he said, no, I think this guy's great. He's great at third base. Second base, he's a good hitter. He says, every time, though, he swings at a curveball in the dirt, I want to taser him. That's what Pat Murphy said.
I don't think that's legal. But
no, but I mean, Murphy is a hoot, man. He's really a hoot.
Good. Yeah, that's good to hear. You know, and I think he's kind of been waiting in the wings. Maybe he had more to do with the Brewers' success the last few years than we think, right?
No question about it. I asked Matt Arnold. I said, you know, I always kind of thought that Murph, you know, he didn't talk much because he didn't want to get out ahead of the skipper. You know, Council did all the talking. But if you could get Murphy off to the side a little bit, he'd tell you, no, this is a really good kid, Mike. No, I'm sorry. You know, here's his background, this kind of thing. Or you'd ask about somebody else, and he'd roll his eyes, you know, like, you know, the prima donna, you know, like maybe Corbin Burns,
mm-hmm.
You know. So the personalities were very important to him, and now here he gets his chance. And if there was going to be a move from Council, this is actually, you know, was a great fit in-house, a guy who's a teacher, knows how to work with young players, kind of likes those guys, you know, at that age. And so far, it's looked pretty sharp. And I think he's been a pretty good game manager so far.
Wonderful. Mike, good to have you back this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Phil. Talk to you from Green Bay.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us for sports on WRCO.